Monitor by Catherine Gotthardt. All screens switch. Not momentarily, any millimoment. Count them in fractions. 1/100, 2. Dissolved into some vague animation where a single slide begets another, crumbled pixels, the one before lost in the attention span of a short-sighted user. What matters is the next page, yes? What happens is the following, when nothing we knew carries over, yes? It's not too depressing. Everything is new. Everything is bad and good and different. The world doesn't wait for us to transition. Time doesn't care if we can stream as fast as it courses. A minute ago I wrote this line. Now I write a second. And all is still okay. Still, but still changed. Morphed into the body electric. Electrons building through the very blood of a keyboard, landing in fingers too tired to go on. But that has already happened. Googleplexian numbers of times, different editions, new issues, the next release, the way the cache empties with just one touch, and all we knew is no longer. All has slid to the next number that used to be hands and now are only reminders lodged on the monitor's corner that, though the digits turn slowly, seemingly, it's behind the scenes that counts. Something is keeping tabs. Best to get here quickly if you really want to see. Best to look through the window crusted with years. Best to peel open your eyes and watch the firing of everything. See how everything ignites. Now untitled. For everyone missing their mother, I offer you a memory of mine. She hugged strangers, invited the lonely to dinner in her own home, fed everyone too much turkey and ravioli, sometimes canned ham too, and she always mailed us Easter baskets even when we were grown. All that cheap chocolate wrapped up in too much tape. I wear mom on my hips, laugh as loudly as she did, whisper her name, cough a little. What's got me by the throat? Pollen. The dogwood and pear. You know how those spring trees are, throwing blossoms around. As if wastefulness were okay. As if we all will be.